Eliseo Santana Jr. is Puerto Rican. He says he changes the way he conducts himself with people of other races so that he can succeed. Yet, people still look at him differently.
When I walk into a room, particularly in a professional setting, too often my assistants, they happen to be white, tall, male, everybody kind of like migrates over to my assistant and they start talking to them as if they were the persons of authority. It's interesting because when a decision has to be made on something, when they're confronted with a decision, they automatically say, well, you're going to have to ask Mr. Santana. And then they point to me.
Santana says people self-segregate in America.
It's not by law, but by choices. And I also, it's kind of strange because the newest generation is interracially mingling with each other, and their parents are just having a a hard time going from their background to the current reality.
Santana attended the discussions on race this weekend with the Unitarian Universalists of Clearwater. The congregation's senior minister, Abhi Janamanchi, said the talks were designed to lead to a deeper understanding and recognition of the diversity that exists in the U.S. He said race relations have improved.
But I also see that race continues to be an issue that is yet to be dealt with or sorted out in a meaningful and constructive way. I do not see us engaging intentionally.
So, Janamanchi's congregation invited Reverend Karen Georgia Thompson, the Minister for Racial Justice with the United Church of Christ, to facilitate a discussion over the weekend. Like Santana, Thompson has similar stories of how people judge her based on how she looks.
I get folks who say to me, you know, oh, you're so articulate. And I'm thinking, well, what are your expectations? You know, what do you think I'm supposed to sound like? You know, or, you know, I've had occasion where I've spoken to people on the phone and I've showed up and they've, you know, they do the double take because they're expecting someone who looks different because of my voice.
Thompson says progress has been made.
But the more things have changed, maybe the more they've stayed the same. In the sense that there's still institutional racism, there's still need for policy changes. And I think what's even more tragic is that there's such a breadth and depth to racial injustice that there's an interweaving between race and poverty, for example.
The minister says people can fight racial injustice by engaging with lawmakers to make policy changes. She says people should also examine their own reactions and behaviors around people of other races. Martin Luther King Day is an opportunity for reflection.
Dr. King's work is not finished.
Again, Karen Thompson.
You know, I think that, you know, when we talk about movements, we think about beginning and end. And I think that the movement for justice, whether it's racial justice, economic justice, across the board, is one that's ongoing and it's from generation to generation. And I think it's for each one of us to pick up the mantle and to say, how can I be engaged in this work? And what are the words of, what do the words of Dr. King mean for me today? You know what I mean? When he talks about, you know, chaos or community or, you know, race relations, when he talks about nonviolence, that there's a place, I think, for each one of us to reflect and find our place in that and to think about how we can embrace the spirit of Dr. King in continuing the work for racial equality.
On this day to remember Martin Luther King, Eliseo Santana has advice for people, too.
I think we need to be patient and look at people for whom they are, not for what is outwardly visual to us. Take the time to talk to people, to see what's inside, who they are, and value them or discard them. If they're not good people, get rid, you know, don't associate with them. But if they're good people, be with them.
From Clearwater, for WMNF, I'm Zach Badorf.